Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune, all the way from Manhattan in New York. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Ads. My pleasure.
It was almost like I thought it was fake news at some point, and then as time went on, you realized that, listen, this story isn't fake, but there was a New York explosion, but apparently it didn't explode as the young men had expected.
No, and we were very lucky it didn't. So on Monday, a 27-year-old man set off a pipe bomb strapped to his body during the morning rush hour, deep inside one of Manhattan's busiest commuter corridors, which is between 42nd Street, Times Square, and Grand Central Station. So it was the latest lone wolf attack to target New York City, and it could have been much worse. Iqad Yula, who is an immigrant from Bangladesh living in Brooklyn, and who had pledged allegiance to IS, was in serious condition today at Bellevue with burns to his hands and his abdomen after attaching a pipe bomb to himself with a combination of Velcro and zip ties because he was angered over Trump and the Israeli actions in Gaza. He had posted on Facebook earlier that morning saying, quote, "Trump, you failed to protect your nation," unquote. And investigators said that Ula had two devices, and the device that partially detonated was a foot-long pipe that contained black powder, a battery, wiring, nails, and screws. But again, it didn't go off. It stayed strapped to his body. He survived the attack. Investigators did not elaborate on the second device, which did not detonate. And he is still, at the hospital undergoing questioning and treatment for the burns and lacerations that he sustained. Luckily, no one else really sort of suffered any kind of severe injury. I have a clip of you of New York Governor Mario Cuomo on the situation, he's sort of explaining what he thinks is going on with these attacks.
Thank God our first responders were there so quickly to address the situation to make sure people were safe. Thank God the only injuries that we know at this point were minor. But I agree 100% with the governor's point. The choice of New York is always for a reason, because we're a beacon to the world and we actually show that society of many faiths and many backgrounds can work, and we show that democracy can work, and our enemies want to undermine that. The terrorists want to undermine that, so they yearn to attack New York City. But New York City is blessed with the finest law enforcement. And what our first responders did today was another example, the ability to address a situation quickly, contain it, and make sure people are safe.
Adrian, let's...
Well, that was actually New York Mayor Bill de Blasio explaining the situation, but yeah, I mean...
Look, I'm not one to necessarily shift blame. I don't necessarily think Trump should shoulder this specific issue that, if you are unhappy with the decision that Trump has made, you need to necessarily now bomb up people. I think that's one of the most stupid things you will ever want to do. But nonetheless, let us ask that. President Donald Trump, one of his key promises was to keep Americans safe. And unfortunately, it's not really happening. You hear, since he took over power, and this is not an attack on him, but do you feel that he's doing enough to protect American citizens from these, lone wolf incidents?
Well, it's the illegal immigrants getting in. First he's attacking the legal immigrants. This guy, Ula, was a legal immigrant. and so was the other guy who, instigated the attack in October, killing 8 people on the West Side Highway. Now, Trump is saying that he is being prevented from doing more because the courts are finding his travel bans unconstitutional. But in fact, like, I believe, and so do a lot of people, that and this man, Ula, was certainly they're disgruntled. I mean, and they are feeling under attack, and they're not feeling that that the United States is providing a home for them, and that is going to, as Governor Cuomo was saying earlier on CNN, that they'll turn to the internet and find IS and which will just teach them, pretty quickly how to assemble a pipe bomb or any kind of other bomb. And, you know, then desperate people do desperate, crazy things, Ab. So I think that's kind of what we're finding. So all this rhetoric of hate isn't really, definitely not helping the situation. But Trump is always going to play up the fact that he is trying to save the country with bans and so on and so forth, when he's just angering the citizens who are already here, who spent years and years and hours of paperwork trying to get here, and now feel like this is not their home anymore.
All right, and Adrian, just shifting focus very quickly. I mean, the Alabama election, and knowing that Alabama and its rich history when it comes to, the African American. What's the latest there?
Right. So the polls closed about an hour ago in the Alabama Senate election to fill the seat of that Jeff Sessions left when he became U.S. Attorney General. And so far, Republican Roy Moore has a slight lead over his challenger, Democrat Doug Jones. Turnout has appeared higher than normal among young people and black voters in Tuesday's balloting, with Moore, the former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, mostly known for refusing to remove a Ten Commandments monument in the Alabama Supreme Court. He is expected to take the rural, mostly white parts of the state and its northern half. Now, Jones, who is a U.S. attorney known for prosecuting Ku Klux Klan members and the bomber of the 1996 Olympic Games, aims to create a lead in the urban counties that include Birmingham and Montgomery and across a band of largely black counties. So in this particularly ugly contest, Moore has been accused of sexual misconduct with teenage girls while he was a young attorney in his 30s. Now, if Jones wins, Republicans would see their Senate advantage dwindle to a single seat. Right now, Republicans in the Senate have a 2-seat advantage, and that would put the majority of the Senate, the upper chamber of our parliament, in play for next year. So this is that on Trump's leadership. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you so much. And
it's being closely watched.
Yeah, thank you so much, Adrian. And I must say, just on those last couple of seconds, you broke up there. But nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've continue our discussion on Friday.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much. Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York.